This is a homebrew podcast.
Slay the Stars is a D&D actual play podcast you're looking for. A dark fairy tale cosmic fantasy. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Listen in every other Tuesday at noon Eastern Standard Time on any major streaming platform. SlayTheStars.com. Persomnia Ad Astra.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the thrilling conclusion to the battle at the Great Oaks Tavern. When we last left off our party, they found the Great Oaks Tavern ablaze and Thistle's parents far inside, taking shelter from the flames. After dispatching a number of the Roshalani soldiers inside, they find themselves with the clock tick, tick, ticking down. What will they do, and will they be able to make it out in time to avoid this once happy tavern becoming their tomb?
So real quick, at the start of the turn,
bum bum,
six turns remaining.
Just like an episode of 24.
Yep. Lucian.
He hasn't lowered his shaking arm. He takes his second hand and holds his right arm out so it can stay. And he clears his throat and he says, no, I'm not even going to try it again. And I'm going to pump another disdain into the one that the female human soldier.
All right. You got this.
Well, yes.
Damn.
Nice.
I mean, that's going to be a nat 20, but I don't think I get anything special with a nat 20 on my stanzas.
No.
But I feel really good about it, which really what matters in this situation. And so for the damage.
Okay, good. I was about to say, as long as you do not roll a one, she is dead. Nice. So you kill the human female soldier. She had 2 hit points left. And so I was really hoping you did not roll a one.
Me too, bud. Me too.
Honestly, I probably would have just been like,
Lucian mutters under his breath.
Flames lift her feet.
Commercialed. And then he drops his arm.
Constellation on stances and spells and stuff. Like, when you crit, it does automatically hit. There's not, like, the extra damage. But
sweet. Yeah, there's
like, counterplay won't work. And
even if someone had, like, a freaking 25 AR for some reason, a nat 20 is still going to hit no matter what. So that would have been that little bit of benefit there, but
with
all right, so you have 2 left.
With my remaining 2, Lucian sees Hildegard first, and without even a second thought, is going to go ahead and pump a shield HP into Hildegard. You're going to take 4 shield HP, and
thanks.
Even though Harlow is like currently up in, actually no, sees what Harlow is exactly doing. He just got smacked up in this most recent fight. Is going to pump an additional 2 shield HP into Harlow. And that takes me to 0, which gets my reactive, and that will be Lucian's turn.
All right, and Thistle.
Okay, hearing that from friend, Thistle's gonna understandably freak out. You saw them? Were they alive? Where are they?
I saw them. They were hiding in a room in the courtyard. There's 2 more bad guys on the other side stopping us from getting to the courtyard.
What side? How many doors down?
Remember, Tanner, remember. Left side. on the left side, 4 doors down towards the end. Ish.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. And I have a technical question on my Kleppen ability, Leap.
Yep.
It says double horizontal jump distance, but it is restricted by movement AP. What is an average horizontal jump distance?
So I know, like, what I know would 5e I be doubling? Rules, but Mythcraft
It's close to that. It's like a base of, I have the wiki up. I should be able to find it here in a second.
What could Batman do is a real question.
the only question.
It's something like 3 feet modified by your strength score vertically and then double that horizontally.
Oh, okay. So it would be, my walking speed is 20 feet, so it would be faster to just walk.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, never mind. Yeah,
so a 6 feet, so that would be 12 feet to jump vertically, or horizontally.
Cool. Well, I'm not going to do that. I will instead run, and just double checking, this whole wall in the front does not exist.
Yes, so the entire wall, everything that you see exposed is completely down. The wall starts again right on the left side, right before the far wall on the left that you know to be the bathrooms. There is no exit out of there. It's just a single solitary area. The bathroom's on the left-hand side of this big room. The right-hand side is the kitchen.
Okay. One more question. All the rooms that surround the courtyard, are there outdoor windows on those?
There are, but you, again, do not know the stability of them or if they're accessible right now. So you can take a chance, but you don't have any idea how stable they are.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm gonna stay inside then. So I'm going to use the entirety of my AP on movement.
Plus one.
Plus one? Ooh. Okay. So it's 40 feet is 2 AP. And then just skirting around the fire. And I'm going to...
So the far wall is still up.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes, the far wall is still up.
Dang. Okay.
I will say that there is a window there. I will say it's difficult terrain for you to slip through the window.
So it would... That's one more AP to move? Or just less movement?
It would be half your movement for that section. So instead of that being... So this is 10 feet, it would technically... So the entire... This is the furthest you'd be able to get with that one.
Okay.
With that movement. So 75 feet instead of 80 feet, essentially. So so that's 80 feet. So that's going to be 4 AP right there in order to move. You still have one more AP that you can continue moving down.
Is there enough... I am unable to move the map. There we go. Is there enough of a space between the fire and this wall right in front of me for me to squeeze between it?
You're small, so yeah, I'll say that you can easily make it through. There's a big section of flame straight to your right with the wall to your left. You can make it that 20 feet through there.
Okay, and that is where I will stay.
Awesome. Okay, so that is going to be Thistle's turn. Now it is going to be the male human who is going to run forward and swing a sword at Hildegard. They're not great with their crossbows. It's just a good ranged, but Hildegard moved in range for a sword attack, and that is a 19 to hit with the sword.
Oh, it does.
And that is max damage at 12.
It is.
Oh my.
So Hildegard is looking very rough right now.
Bleeding.
Throw a little bit more blood on that token. Okay, so now we have the captain here has seen Thistle.
Yeah. The
and is going bonkers. To run over here. And he doesn't get, unfortunately, he does not get a double move. Sadly, he only gets one move and an attack, but he does have a crossbow.
Oh,
so
but
he's
the bolts will burn as it passes through the fire.
Yeah. Oh, not a crossbow. Yeah. Sorry, he has a recurve bow.
But the bolt will still burn as it passes through the fire.
Yeah, the fletchings on the arrow.
Aha!
That is a 4 to hit and will not hit.
Yes, thank God.
So now,
thank God indeed.
There is a Hondu kite soldier who is going to attempt to shoot. There is TD on this, shooting through fire.
And flames.
That is a 12 to hit.
That is my AC.
Oh man.
I was kind of hoping it wouldn't hit. Jeez.
I mean, you can roll again.
you have that power.
So that is 3 damage to Thistle.
Okay. Thistle is still above 0 for now.
Harlow.
Yeah,
this golem
I don't
still
know.
Is untouched.
Yeah, I don't know if I saw Thistle run off because I've been squaring off with all these soldiers.
Give me an awareness check. Harlow's got some good, you know, battlefield awareness. So go ahead and give me an awareness check. Any skill you want to use with that?
Oh, awareness.
Okay. 12?
12.
And then did you have any other skill you wanted to add, like perceiving or anything like that?
Nah, I don't. Harlow might be good at awareness, but he's not the most skilled.
Gotcha. With a 12, you did see Thistle run over along this wall, but the flames blocked any viewpoint that you had past that section in the middle of the dining area. So you saw them run, but you don't know exactly where they ran to.
Damn it. All right. Well, I'll just punch this golem guy twice and grit my teeth. There we go. Nice. 21.
Nice.
That one's going to miss. 10.
Yeah, the 10's going to miss, unfortunately.
But I did do 6 damage.
Okay.
And he bursts into flames.
You punch him and everything, and he doesn't have a mouth, but you feel like he's smiling at you.
Oh.
Perfect. All right, Hildegard.
Yeah, I'll just look at the soldier that just hit me. Lucian is probably close enough and paying enough attention to hear my voice change as I just go, "You really shouldn't have done that." And then I'm going to claw him. I'm going to attempt to claw him again after a 6. How about a 17?
A 17 will do it, yes.
Okay. That's 6 damage.
Surgical. He had 6 hit points left as you just gouge his throat out and get sprayed with blood.
Hell
told
yeah.
I'm going to hold my last AP.
Perfect. Okay. All right. The golem is going to... he's just going to kind of swing at Harlow, I think. It's a 13. Doesn't quite do it.
Does not hit, yeah.
Incredible.
Right. The fiend blood is going to shoot at Hildegard after seeing her just kill one of his companions. That's a 15 to hit.
Does.
For 1 whole total damage.
We'll take
still
it.
Up.
Friend.
I'm still up.
Oh, man. Friend will.
They say pick your friends wisely.
Still has not been hit.
Yeah, friend's big chilling. So, friend seeing Thistle run off after giving them this information is going to like frantically turn to Harlow. Thistle ran off to find their parents, but there's other guys on the other side of the wall. And then look to the golem. You're not friends. And stomp the ground, and a root will come up underneath the golem, and I'm going to spend 3 AP of my 5 to try and attack this bad boy with ensnaring root.
All right, and that is targeting what again?
Anticipation, which, hey, I know that. Golems. He shouldn't be. I wish he wasn't.
No!
My God.
Wow.
A 7 will not do it.
Okay, so I have 2 AP remaining because I saved one from the previous round. But there's just not a whole lot that I can do with it now. Can I see? I can see. What do indeed?
Oh, I love it.
Do you have 2 or more luck?
I do not.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
I only have 1 luck, unfortunately.
Friend is not going the same oracle track as Hildegard.
Okay, let's do something a little silly here. So after that misses, a friend is going to reach inside themselves and pull out a little itty-bitty short bow. And with my 2 remaining AP, draw the string back inside.
Where was he keeping that?
It's a thistle-sized bow.
It's dripping with 3-day-old mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah.
Ew. I forgot there was food there.
Yep. Yep, all that food from the last time has completely rotted inside a friend.
Okay, this is not a extra poison damage.
That's what I was going to say.
It's only a 10.
Oh, it's a -1 to the roll.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Oh, God.
If 10 doesn't hit. Wait, it does have armor on. Dang it. Okay. Yeah, so if 10 doesn't hit, then I'm tapped. That's all friend can do.
Yep, unfortunately. Dun dun. 5 turns remaining.
I gotta be honest with you, Kyle. I didn't think 5 rounds were gonna pass.
Yeah.
I thought we had this. Oh my God, you got us.
I was even thinking, like, is 10 rounds too many? They're gonna breeze through that. Nope. All right, Lucian.
Lucian's going to go ahead and use an action point to take this one step behind. Yes.
Really? Never mind. I like. Harlow is back down to one health though, because the shield HP is gone.
Yeah.
So.
Lucian's going to go ahead and use an action point to make just the 5 feet of movement to get behind the golem soldier. And he's going to whisper from behind the golem, "Really, buddy, you should have just went down to the docks." And he's going to go ahead and reactivate his flaming sword. He's going to make his attack on the golem, who is still covered in oil.
Yep.
He is, yes. He is covered
and
in oil.
Let's hope and see something happens here. That's going to be an 18 to hit.
Yes, 19 with the flanking TA. That is going to hit. So go ahead and roll your damage.
That is coming in for 8 points of fire damage, plus whatever you want to do for being covered in oil.
Give me a D4.
Yay!
For burning.
Oops. I almost cheated there for a second. I almost hit twice instead.
Oops. My biggest thing that I keep trying to do in Foundry, that's because it's slightly different than Roll 20, is I keep rolling like type roll 4 instead of roll a d4. I just type roll 4 and then it just rolls 4 and I'm like, oh, I got a 4.
I did roll a 4.
There you go.
As Lucian swings this flaming sword, it seemingly seems to just dissipate as it swings over the golem, as the flames wrap around and lick this golem's armor that is covered in oil. As this happens, he ignites, and all of the vines holding him together burn, and he just falls to pieces and dies.
Don't look, friend.
That's rough, seriously. Buddy. That's rough. And looks to Harlow with my single remaining action point and says, Harlow, you don't die here. No, not on my watch. And I'm going to give you an additional D4 shield HP.
Nice.
For one.
We have to get in there and help Thistle.
We do.
All right. Thistle.
Yay. It is I. Okay, I am going to continue to use as much of my movement as I have to... Is Petrie still there?
Petrie is still there.
And Petrie is in front of the door, I'm assuming, where my parents are in?
Yep, so this line that I have measured for you is the fourth door down.
Okay, and...
So that's 80, which would be all of your AP.
Okay, I am going to then use all of my AP to use all of my movement to get all the way to the door that I was told my parents are.
Yep. And as you look in, you see both of them cowering in a corner, surrounded by flames on all sides.
Okay, but they are sitting by a window. Okay, I am going to bang on the door and see if I can get their attention.
They are trying to look through the flames, but the way that they're kind of like sitting down and with how small you are as well too, they know someone's here, but they don't know who it is.
Okay. I'm just going to call out, "Mom, Dad, it's me. It's Thistle. Stay there. I'm going to come get you." And that's my turn.
That's the end of your turn. Yeah. Okay. So Captain is going to shoot its recurve bow. Pew. And miss.
Miss.
The Hondu that's over here is going to shoot his crossbow. And
not
hit.
Miss. Oh, no.
Thistle is at 0 hit points.
Hooray. What do I win? Death points is what I win.
Coming very soon to a theater near you. Harlow.
Yeah,
there's still one soldier AP down here where you are.
One AP to move in, 2 AP to close the gap, 2 AP to punch him in the face.
Nice.
For 16.
16's going to do it.
7 damage.
As Harlow runs up and like sweeps the leg and just like punches straight downward, shattering the table that this fiend blood is on and killing him instantly.
Ooh, nice.
I
Nice.
And then I'll scream out into the courtyard, "We're coming for you, Thistle!"
So Harlow, I am going to need just a dexterity check from you, please.
Ooh, a dexterity. Oh, whoops, that was the wrong one. Well, you can take that and add 3 to it.
Okay, so 19.
Yeah.
You just barely dodge out of the way as a rafter falls and lands directly behind you as the building begins to collapse. Ooh. So remember at the beginning I said you can spend 1 AP to look for a safe route. And this is where we have now gotten to that point of the ceiling and the walls are beginning to collapse.
Very well.
All right, Hildegard.
So would Hildegard know, safe areas you were talking about, is the courtyard itself safe? There's like a donut of death around it, and that like middle part is okay to be in? Or is the whole thing?
So Hildegard would not know because Hildegard has not seen the courtyard yet.
Okay.
I would say with an awareness, I'll say this one, just looking through windows here,
mm-hmm.
you could probably give me a free awareness check. This is not going to determine a safe path. This is just going to determine if you can verify the integrity of the inside through the windows.
Okay. And any chance that sheltering is applicable here? Safe structures.
Isn't that what that is? Give me one sec here. Let me double check something, because I had something written down, and I think that might have possibly been it. To find a cave, hollow tree, or rocky bluff that can offer shelter from the elements. We are going
fire is an element.
Say it is. But it's not quite shelter. I think I was looking at perceiving as well as I was even willing to allow intuiting, like intuitively figuring out where the best way to go is.
Right.
Sheltering, you make a good point. You make a good argument. I will say... this one, you can use sheltering.
Amazing. You're a cruel but generous god. With a sheltering roll, that is a 24.
Oh my god.
So
heck yeah.
You can determine that once you get through the interior part here, so like the tavern area, that you are mostly safe on the inside. There is a lessened chance... because there are still tree branches that are falling from the oak.
Right.
So okay. It's just a lot less of a chance for that to happen.
Okay. I should note, mechanically, I was able to do that by expending my Star's Guidance ability. So sheltering, I used my astrology roll as a sheltering roll.
Yep.
All right, and... You gave that to me at the start of my turn, or was that an AP?
That one, to look at the inside, was going to be a free one.
Okay.
Finding the safest path is going to cost you an AP.
Okay. I will go ahead and... I can't be reckless. I'm gonna take that AP to look for the safe path. So for that one, perceiving?
That one you can do perceiving, yes. Okay.
All right, proceed.
With a nat one, everything looks safe.
It all looks good. Yeah,
it's gonna stick around for a while. You got a while before this thing starts falling down.
Yeah, I do. And with a nat one, I'm not gonna know that I rolled a nat one, so I am just gonna go straight through.
Walks nice through knowing, the fire.
Nice knowing Hildegard.
Okay, 2 AP. Odds, not good. Evens, good.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Evens, oh, good.
It's good. Okay.
For your first movement, yeah. And then your second movement. Your second movement will move you out. Okay, so.
That's my third AP. So if you...
Oh, yeah. So I need to do another one.
Hang on. A roll for each.
Evens?
Wow.
All right. So that's 3 AP. It gets me to the door. I've got one left because I spent one verifying that everything was, in fact, safe. I see these folks here.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm just going to spend my last AP, binding my kunai rope around, my forearm and grabbing my sash that doubles as a sling.
Okay.
That's going to be it.
All right. And then, so it's odds and evens on a d20 for being outside. Once outside, it actually turns into rolling a d20, and on a 1 through 4, that's when something bad happens.
All right.
All right, so that is going to be a friend.
Okay.
Friend, at the start of your turn, Lucian looks over to you and says, "We're sending in the relief. Get in there." And I'm going to give you my additional reactive AP.
Okay, so that puts friend, lost my pen, up to 5 AP.
Yep.
Because he used the short bow last round.
Stupid, stupid!
Okay, so with 5 AP, the first will be spent, I guess with everybody running off, the first will be spent... Oh, it's not smart. It's just not
what
smart.
What is smart?
Yeah, what's smart?
It's so stupid! Okay.
It's a real thinker.
Okay, I'm just...
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, Lucian, I wish I could do something more with this AP, but I'm just
It's yours now, bud.
I'm just gonna follow suit, and I'm gonna try to run through. And I saw Hildegard do it, so it seemed pretty darn good to me. So I'm 20.
Hey,
that's gotta be great for me. That's gotta be great for me. So 20 in, another movement while I'm in.
You're good.
Okay, and then one more to get me outside-ish. I wish it wouldn't. Just pretend I'm not smashing through that wall there. So that is...
You guys are in a doorway right now. That's why it's a little bit more safer for you. That's why you're not rolling as soon as you enter in, because you're in a doorway.
And this is a skill check, so that doesn't really help.
For at least 2 more turns. After 2 more turns, even doorways won't be safe.
Man, could I... So I can use this as a reaction, but I don't necessarily have to. Intuition, I can use it reactively, but I could also use it not reactively.
For?
So just in general. So intuition is essentially like guidance. I can touch a creature. They become, I'm not going to be able to pronounce that. Preternaturally. Yep. Preternaturally intuitive. The creature gains 1d4 to the next skill check they make.
Gotcha. Yep.
So it's only one round, but I'm going to put a hand on Hildegard and point to Thistle and say, "Thistle's right over there." And I will use intuition, which will be one of my 2 remaining AP, to give a 1d4 to skill checks for Hildegard for the next round. And
I see ya.
I'm going to roll one over, and that's really all I can do.
Perfect.
I placed 2 trap cards face down, Kyle. So be wise and end my turn.
Move, Pegasus.
I am activating my trap card and reducing you down to 4 turns until this entire tavern is gone.
I could have seen that coming.
Yeah, mirror force.
We know too much about this.
Yep. That is going to be Lucian.
I guess point of order, point of clarification, is there still a boiling vat of acid in the center of that tavern?
Yep. Sorry.
Stop concentrating on it. Stop concentrating.
Hey, you do you.
What is hilarious, though, this is the hilarious part. I have the safe paths marked off, and I cannot confirm or deny that acid is blocking the safe path.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, let's find out, because Lucian may be brash, but he's not stupid. I'd like to try to see if there's a safe passage through here with an awareness check.
Go ahead.
It's going to be a 16. A 16?
So with a 16, you are going to see that there is a safe path this way and towards the left-hand side over by the bathrooms.
Uh-huh.
And a safe path right here.
Through the acid, wow. Isla. Yeah.
Yeah, not so safe.
There's two. There is two. There are two safe paths, safe passageways. I almost said passageway.
Lucian looks over to the left. There's no time. There's no time to make it that far. Looks at the one in the center. That's just not optimal whatsoever. And is going to change his plan of attack and is just going to follow the trail of carnage that I'm assuming Friend left in Juggernaut's wake. And is just going to do the exact same moves that they essentially saw Friend do. So I think 20 would be like roughly about here.
You're good.
Another 20 gets me to like right around near-ish to where like Harlow is, but like kind of skirting a little bit around the edge of that.
So that passageway that you did take would take you through the acid. So you would have to detour a little bit to the side.
Let me see. Is this actual flame right here, or is this like the area between the bar and...
This section right here is actual flame, so you would have to stop like right there.
Okay, that's perfectly fine then. So we'll stop just shy of Harlow. And then if I were to move here into here, am I able to skirt around the edge of that acid, or is that going to send me into those spaces?
You would skirt around the edge right there. Yep.
Okay, beautiful. Well, I'm just going to give Harlow a little smack on the rump and say, we got to get in there. And it's going to go ahead and continue on. And assuming that they're blocking that, I'll stop just here behind Hildegard.
Yep. Unfortunately, that's still going to keep you in.
No, the first odd.
Let's do it.
What are the odds?
Whoa!
7 damage as you receive 2d6 of bludgeoning and 1d4 of fire as a flaming rafter falls and lands directly on Lucian's shoulders as he's running and reduces you to 0 hit points.
Man.
Wow. I'll just hold this up.
And unfortunately, that means that you are ending your turn with 0 hit points.
Correct.
And ending with 1 death point.
I love it.
Thistle.
Hi, that's me. Okay. I don't have time to think if the door handle is hot. I'm just going to open the door.
The door actually is open.
Use your tail.
Not necessarily open, but burned down.
Okay.
The flames are very close to the door. So you will have to travel through flames in order to get to them, unless you have something to put out the flames.
Can I jump over them?
Ooh. Wow. You absolutely can, yes.
Cool. Okay. And that is...
You are small enough, yes.
Okay. Jumping works how with AP again?
It would be 1 movement to jump your 12 feet.
Okay.
So...
I can jump into the room. Well,
it's...
Kind of.
So it's 3 plus your strength modifier...
Ooh.
Times 2, which would be your... So wait, if Thistle's strength is minus, would that mean that their jump is minus?
Oh, I hope not. That would suck.
Right, it would mean that.
Oh, no. What's your minus?
3.
Oh.
Oh, so you can literally jump 0 feet.
Cannot jump.
Oh, no.
I hate that.
You
took
that
squirrels
for
can't
that
jump.
Exact reason.
Yeah, how can a squirrel not jump? That,
oh,
that makes no.
no
sense to me.
I didn't think about this when I made
it's the
this
armor
character.
And the weapons,
okay,
and the
so
axe.
I am going to go ahead and say that I'm going to hold it fast at 12.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and do that because, yes, it does not make sense that a tree-climbing squirrel cannot jump. That doesn't make sense at all. It doesn't track. So I'm going to rule that for now and forever, Thistle's jump is 12 with the extra talent. And so I will say that, though, that is 15 feet to get to the other side of the flames.
Well, if I move 5 feet forward, that is in the fire, isn't it?
Give me a dexterity check.
Okay.
To see if you can skirt around the flames. I will be fair here.
Lock picking will not be appropriate.
Unfortunately, no.
Good try.
See why not?
I'm going to try to pick the flames.
Oh, man. Well, That's an 11.
So any of the listeners out there, whenever you run games, do you ever just want to change the DC you've already set because you feel bad for your players? But at the same time, is that fair to the players? The DC
kill
was 12.
Thistle. Kill
Thistle.
People
at home, kill I Thistle. Think it's fair. I think it's fair to change DCs.
So the DC was 12. Well,
So tactical advantage can be granted for circumstantial bonuses such as having the high ground over your corrupted apprentice that is in the book.
I have the
Maybe
high ground.
Maybe the inspiration of seeing your parents about to be immolated might merit a TA.
Get one extra inch of jump.
instead of a TA, I will let you roll 2d20, take the higher.
Oh God, okay. So roll.
That's a middle ground there.
The same with the plus three again?
Yes, so same with the plus three.
Come on.
You've got this. Ooh, there you go.
Thank that's what's up.
All the gods, that is a 16.
So you are able to jump and clear the flames without getting hit by them.
I jump.
So you do not gain 2 death points.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much, kind and benevolent MC Kyle. Is there enough space for me to move in this channel that seems flameless?
I will say that the
thou
answer
art
to
so
that
kind and so benevolent.
I have been so kind. I will say with another dexterity, yes, because that is a very small channel, and I did that on purpose.
Okay.
Because it's possible for Thistle to make it, but not for anyone
else.
Okay. So you
that
can
is
make
a,
it through.
A dirty 20.
Yes, you can make it through.
Wow. I have not been keeping track of my AP. I think I've
you
used...
You are currently... You've used 2, so you're at 2.
Okay. And that is 1 more. Except, let's say I don't land in
right
the
there.
Fire.
Yeah. let's not land
that,
in the fire.
All that work and I stop right where the fire is. Oh my God, I don't know what to do now. I'm standing by a window.
You are standing by a window, yes.
Okay. Mom and Dad, hi. First of all, second of all, so glad you're not dead. They're not dead, right? I didn't check. I may redact everything.
This would be such a bad time to drop that. So Dad is unconscious.
Okay.
Mom is not.
Because she's
as
dead.
As in conscious or as in dead?
Sorry, yes, she is conscious. She is conscious.
Okay. That was so big.
You had all of us convinced.
Dad is unconscious, though, and appears to be obtaining death points.
Okay. Okay. Jeez, Louise, crackers and cheese. Is there a check or something that I can make to see... I only have 1 AP left, but is there a check that I can make to see if the window is punchable and we can maybe haul Dad's body outside?
Give me an awareness real quick on the window.
Will you take a perceiving?
Sure. Cool. We can do perceiving.
Gah, that is a 9.
A 9. So, all right. You do not think that you have the strength to bust out the window by yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm here.
You are here?
I will carry over 1 AP because there really isn't much else for me to do.
All right. So, we've got the captain here who watched Thistle jump into a flaming room and will turn around the other way and is going to make an awareness check. Is going to shoot at friend.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's a 17 to hit friend.
That hits
for
friend.
1 damage.
Yeah, well, who looks stupid now, buddy? Go ahead, Captain. What are you the captain of? Rolling the shit damage? Like, what the heck?
Now it's the Hondu, who is also shooting friend, because that's what his captain did, and missed.
If ever there was a time for just like a forced crit, it would have been like that moment.
Right. That would have been beautiful, and I would have been so happy. Harlow.
How does movement through allies work in Mythcraft? Is it 5 feet, or
Could I move? Yeah, it's difficult terrain.
Could I move in between people like that?
So right here, it would be difficult terrain. So unfortunately, you would not get all the way out before with a full AP. So you were right here. I guess right there would technically work. If you slunk around the side.
And then I'd use I'd use 2 AP, 1 to get out the door, slink through the side. Very quick and nimble, like you don't see Harlow doing very often. And I would go and punch this guy in the face with my last 2 HP.
All right. I need to roll.
Theoretically.
2 more of these real quick. Okay, that's fine. 15 against 15. The Hondu, right?
Yeah.
That's going to miss.
He's got a kite shield, right?
He has a kite, yeah.
All right, there you go.
All right, Hildegard.
All right, with my sling in hand. Oh, first, can I, now that I'm in the courtyard, can I assess the likelihood of, like, once in 40 seconds or so when the thing comes crashing down, if the donut of death is going to come inward or if it's going to spare us?
I will say that's probably going to be an AP awareness check.
Okay, I've got 4 AP. I will use one of those to make that, okay. If you'll allow perceiving.
Yep.
Well, a 6. I know the tree branches are still a hazard.
Yeah, so the tree branches are still a hazard. Oh yeah, you have a D4.
Thank you.
That might give you a little bit more information, depending on
what you roll. Let me go ahead and pump my luck point into this.
Okay.
And then...
Oh.
Well, okay. I get a spell point back because that was a crit fail.
Right.
Damn.
When you use the luck point and you reroll, does that mean you have to take the new result?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, never mind. again, this place is gonna last. It's fine. You guys are not in any danger right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so I'm gonna drop an Urkow eyeball into my sling. Wind it up.
Oh my god.
And let her rip.
Oh, I was saving that for later.
Improvised weapon.
Yeah, improvised weapon.
God.
I see what you did there.
Oh my god.
I hate both of you.
And you're firing it at the Hondu or the captain?
I am firing it at the Hondu.
Okay.
I had more puns to make about that.
Fetch boy!
That's 20 hit. To hit.
As this eyeball just splatters against his face.
There we go. Sorry for all the cornea jokes, but that is 7 damage.
I was going to go there next.
Such skill.
Oh my god. Anyway, he's not quite bloodied yet.
Okay.
And that's it for Hildegard?
I've got 1 AP left. Yeah, I mean, I've noticed that the rooftop is a little bit safer, a little bit more structurally sound, so I'm going to just sit under it and save that last AP.
All right, friend.
Yeah. I'm just like, having 5 AP is just such an awkward spot. Like, saving one over each round is never great. Let's go ahead. Friend will reach his hands above his head, and he will swing his hands down, and as he does, a large viney whip, a briar, will come crashing down on the captain.
Perfect.
And I keep losing my combat sheet. Here we go. I got it back up again. I lose it every time, though. So this is against... Unfortunately, this is against armor rating, so... A 13 against his armor rating.
Unfortunately not.
Can I just... I bought these really cool, and unfortunately to our audio-only viewers, well, that's everybody, actually. I bought these really cool in-person dice to roll, and they're called the ooze dice, and it's little ooze, and on the inside of the ooze, there's little pieces of equipment, and there's, like, axes and bows and lutes, and I just wish I could roll this instead, because, geez Louise, I can't roll anything higher than a 13.
Yeah, no, it's been rough.
In my frustrations, I'm going to save over... 2 AP this time, so I can start my next turn with 6, and that will be it for friend.
Perfect. Okay.
I'll post a really nice dice in the Discord.
There you go.
I wish I could roll them.
All right, Lucian.
Question. If I stay within the tavern, Am I safe-ish in this doorway, or am I still going to have to be worrying about more debris falling on me if I stay where I'm at?
Give me an, you could do a 1 AP awareness.
I think he would gladly do that after just getting waylaid.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
14?
Well, hang on. First, let me update this to 3 more turns.
Oh, no.
You are fairly positive that as the situation deteriorates, so is your likelihood of being hit again increases. So the more turns that you wait there, the more likelihood you have of getting hit.
Right. Okay. Lucian like does that like gif of the person like doing math and says to himself in his head, if debris has already fallen here, I should just stay where I'm at because the likelihood of debris falling twice is unlikely in the exact same spot because obviously it uses lightning rules. And he's going to use his remaining 3 action points and he's going to pump shield HP into Harlow, into Hildegard, and into himself. I despise that roll that just came through. Oh my god. Okay, Harlow, you're getting it first. You get 4 shield HP coming in. Hildegard, you're next. You also get 4 shield HP. And yep. Lucian, you go last, buddy. And I get 2 shield HP.
So for the listeners, I rolled the d20 to see if Lucian got hit, and it landed on a 7, which is an odd number. And an odd number means that you take 9 damage, which basically just knocks you back down to 0 from your shield HP. And you end your turn at 0 death points again.
Oh my god.
I'll hold this. Get in there.
But,
finish this, please.
But by taking the shield HP, you did not take an extra 2 death points. So
yeah.
you helped yourself there. Thistle.
Ooh, I'm at 1 or 2 death points. 1. I will be.
Because you just ended your turn last turn with 0.
Got it.
Okay. 0 hit points, so.
Okay. Oh my god. Okay. Weapons. Can I make an awareness check to see if it would be worse to try to start hacking at the wall to try to get out?
You absolutely can check.
Okay. Or I guess like in the window because there's still a frame there. Maybe that would be different.
Yeah, just give me an awareness check.
Can I use perceiving again?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. That is a 21 total.
You know that trying to smash out the window or hitting the frame, you're not at any higher risk of collapsing this room than is already there. However, you can tell that the room is going to collapse very soon.
Okay. Oh man.
The structural integrity on this side of the building is not as good as the integrity of even where you guys were, so it is a very good possibility in the next turn or so that this roof is going to start collapsing.
Do I bust out the window or do I cross the fire to get to the courtyard? I am closest to the window. I'm going to smash the window.
Okay. Which weapon?
The largest one that I have is my wood splitting axe.
Man, we haven't seen that since episode 2. All right.
So I will use 3 AP to swing that at the window. And that is a 15.
Go ahead and give me damage.
Does a 15 hit the window? Okay, that is only 2 points of damage, however.
You are able to... So as you swing the axe, you seem to crack the window a decent amount, but doing so also seemed to have knocked loose a post that was preventing the window from opening. Ooh. So therefore, whenever you hit it, the window swings open.
Oh, well, that's better than I was expecting. Okay, now to try to hoist Father out of the window with my -3 strength.
Yep, strength check, please.
Oh, no.
Can the mother help?
She'll be like, we need to get out of here now, please. If you can, please try to help me get him through the window. Oh, I'm so scared that was going to be a 1.
Go ahead and roll yours.
Okay.
So Mom rolled a 10.
And Thistle rolled an 11.
Ooh. That's 21 if you add them together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, mm-hmm. adding them together and then dividing them by 2 is typically how I do group checks. That does modify the DC, though. We are going to say...
The DC was 4, right?
The DC was 12 before Mom helped.
Okay.
I'm going to say that you get Dad lifted up to the window. He's halfway out the window right now.
Okay.
With your... that is going to be an action point to, like, lift him up and try to get him out the window.
Okay.
So you have one action point left.
I actually don't, because I only had 4 to start, and it takes 3 to use the wood splitter.
Oh, I thought you rolled one over.
Oh, I did. I did.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I use an action point to just give him an extra shove?
You can do that, or you can head out the window and pull him on the next turn, which would be a much easier
You
than
know,
pushing.
That is smart, and I'm going to pretend that that was my idea, and I'm going to do that. So
everyone out there, I do not want Thistle's parents to die. This is just how the dice is rolling, okay?
Your actions say otherwise.
I am helping. So if Thistle heads out the window, Dad's right there, Mom's still inside.
It's a bunch of tiny squirrels. That makes me very anxious that you just rolled a 1, sir.
So yeah, I rolled a nat 1 on my stability check for the room.
Goodbye, Dad and Mom, now that I should have had Mom go out first.
Dad's in the windowsill. He is mostly protected from this.
Only goodbye half of Dad.
half of Dad won't say bye. The other half you'll still have forever. So Mom has 10 hit points.
Uh-oh.
Mom has 2 hit points left.
Oh my.
Wow, 2 ones. Points. A 1 on a d6, 1 on a d4.
Yep, I got 2 ones and a 6 on 2d6 and a d4.
Thistle's gonna need so much there.
Thistle, you currently have a death point.
This is number 2, correct?
Yes.
Cool.
And I'll let you, just for narrative purposes, go ahead and give me an awareness check.
Can I use perceiving for this one too?
Sure, why not? I'll allow it.
Okay.
DC on this is a little bit higher, but...
It's an 18.
Right. Dad's at 5 death points.
And that's out of 8, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Out of 8. So any damage he takes would be 2, and he is gaining another death point at the end of your turn. So
he's at 6?
As you're ending your turn, he is at 6. But you're getting him out...
Okay.
Which is going to prevent any more death points. And then once he is out and safe and you get him to a safe location, he would essentially be at the point of catching his breath.
Okay.
Which means no more death points.
My but hands you have to get are him to safety. So sweaty.
Now it is the captain. Friend. That's a 22 to hit friend.
Yep, that'll bonk him.
Ooh.
For 15 damage.
What?
I shouldn't have said nothing.
With his claymore, as he runs forward and just slices you straight across the chest, severing some of your vines.
Okay.
He rolled a 19. It could have been a crit, and that would have been ouch.
A lot. So technically, because I had 3 shield HP, I'm at
you should
20
be at 20,
health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hondu is going to slice at Harlow. That's going to miss.
Could have been me.
Okay, so that's going to be Harlow with Hildegard on deck. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
Harlow,
I mean,
real
I'll
quick.
Punch twice.
That was for the captain. This was for the Hondu. And this is for the beginning of Harlow's turn.
All good.
Technically, the Hondu is right next to him. And so the Hondu is going to take some of this too.
Thank you.
Nathan's like, come on. So the Hondu will take half of this, and Harlow takes 10 damage from a falling limb.
All right, so I go down to 0.
Yep.
I will punch the Hondu.
That'll do it.
For 18 to hit for 5 damage.
As you just, like, dumb and dumber punch through his chest and rip out his heart and then stick it in a little bag.
Jesus.
Where'd you get that bag?
it was from inside. And so, yeah, that's 2 AP, so you have 2 AP left.
I will use 1 AP to get behind the captain and save my last AP.
All right. Jesus, this is getting intense.
And then I think that ends my turn with a negative, so I'll take a death point.
Yep.
And then I'll use my luck to get rid of that death point.
Oh.
Nice.
Very cool.
All right. Hildegard, I keep forgetting. Harlow has all these different tips and tricks, yeah.
Right. Does that put you back up with hit points, or does it just remove death points?
I think it just removes the death point.
Yeah, ain't no grave.
That's the way I understand it.
When you would gain a death point at the end of your turn, you can instead expend an available luck point to remove a death point. Yeah, you regain 1 HP, so you're back up to 1.
Really? Wow.
If it would reduce you to 0, then instead you regain up to 1 hit point.
Wow.
Pretty impressive ability. All right, Hildegard.
All right, dropping the sling. Claws are coming back out. There's a soldier captain right in front of me. We'll see how long that lasts. I assume a 10 misses, but a 22 hits.
22 will hit, yes.
Okay. And, I mean, just in case, I don't know what kind of stuff he's wearing. You said military uniform. Mm-hmm. 11 from flanking. Still a miss?
Yes, 11 will still miss.
All right. Then the one hit is going to be 4 damage.
Okay.
Could Hildegard do AP. Anything else with an additional AP?
I could attack him again.
You just have, like, the limpest of hands on your shoulder. Help! Help!
Well, you get another spell point
back.
Get
a spell point back.
Damn it.
With a nat 1.
All right, and that's all my AP. All right. I'm almost back to maximum soul points.
Yeah.
I mean, so many crit fails.
Acid pool again.
There's a benefit there.
Uh-huh.
Friend.
Is anybody here next to me between Hildegard and Lucien at 0 hit points?
Lucien is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm not feeling great at 2 death points.
Friend will reach a hand back. As he grabs onto Lucien, any part of Lucien, moss will start to crawl through Friend's arm, off of Friend and onto Lucien, and start to cover up some of Lucien's wounds. And I'm going to cast...
I'm not dead yet! Friend, I'm not dead yet!
I'm going to cast Nature's Remedies. I mean, it's 3 of my 6 AP this round to cast Nature's Remedy. You'll get a 1d6 back. You get 5 health back.
Very nice.
Not too bad, not too bad. And then with that same hand, he'll rip it from Lucian's shoulder and slam it down again with a briar vine crawling off of it, and once more try and briar whip the soldier captain, which I know is just gonna miss, so I just shouldn't even try at this point. Right, team? Oh, not bad. Dirty 20, let's go.
Some beautiful reverse psychology here, die.
Okay, please. So it's not like there's no like TD or anything like that for it being melee range. Just wanted to double check. Dirty 20 will hit.
Very cool. 1d8. This is 1d8 sharp damage. So 6 sharp damage onto El Capitan, who, hey, this guy's got hands, so we gotta deal with this guy.
Perfect. All right. And that's all of your AP. All right, Lucien.
Is this the last series of turns?
Please don't.
Nope, there's still, we're at 2 turns left before the tavern collapses.
Oh my god.
The tavern collapses on 0, not on 1.
Yes.
Okay.
So at the, whenever it gets back down to 1.
One more
as
goes
soon
through.
As Friend's turn ends, once it hits 0, the entire tavern and the tree collapse.
Well, I just won't end my turn until you guys get out. So you guys just move your tokens out, and
there we go. I'll just
good
teamwork. Yeah,
my turn. That's brilliant.
You are correct. That is exactly how this works.
So on Lucian's turn, he With the healing, he yes, like feels better, but it's like being like whipped back and forth, like as you're coming closer to death's door, and like still feel like you've got like you just hit me with, essentially with like a 4 or 5 hour energy type of shot. And I know that I should move, but he's not going to, and I'm just going to pump in 2 disdains into the soldier captain who is here in front of us. And instead of saying anything clever, smart, you would hear Lucian actually like audibly saying, insert quip here, fun words. All right, first one comes in versus willpower, and that's going to be, oh my god, a 10 versus will.
Dang it.
Not quite.
Wait,
enough
versus will.
Hang versus
on.
Will.
Oh, yep, that actually is going to
happen. No!
Yes!
Amazing!
Let's go.
That first one will be for a whopping 1 point of psychic damage, which is exactly what I meant to do. The second one comes in at... again, 10. Bare minimum, that's all we need. And this is going to be for 3 points of psychic damage.
Hang on. Okay. Just trying to calculate bloodied. He is not bloodied yet.
Boo.
And I end my turn with 0 action points, stay where I'm at, and I'm gonna decide who needs that reactive the most.
Alright, Thistle.
Okay, I would like to try to pull my father out of the window completely.
Alright, so that is going to be a strength check with mom helping from the inside. Why are you not rolling?
I rolled a 10.
Minus 3, that's dang.
Well, it was a 13 minus 3. So,
my thing is not wanting to roll. So,
Lucian rolled 2 plus 3s to get 10, and then you just rolled a -3 to get 10.
10 out of 10. Which one again?
So, mom is rolling a d20 -3 for strength. That is
zero.
Oh.
She rolled a fucking 0. That is a fucking... That is the first time that I have seen that in a very long time. Mom has no help whatsoever.
Amazing.
And is going to trigger another
check.
That is a 3.
What if I could find you an article of a mom whose baby was under a car and the mom flipped the car over? Could I then argue that Thistle's mom... as a superhuman strength?
I think adrenaline would kick in and we should both be able to roll with advantage, actually.
So mom is suffering mm-hmm. from smoke inhalation right now. Mm-hmm. And so that would give 2d20 take the lower, but then adrenaline is 2d20 take the higher.
Dang
so,
it.
Yeah.
I tried.
Mom smokes a pack a day, so she's cool with the smoke. It's like not a problem.
Mom is currently at 0 hit points. You rolled a 10. Dad is partially out the window, where basically like his bottom legs are kind of stuck on the windowsill. Because I don't know if you've ever seen like a sleeping or permanently sleeping Here. Squirrel, where they're just like
when they're like sunbathing.
Yeah, and so his like his hips are basically stuck on the windowsill, and you can't quite pull him out. And mom got hit by another bit of falling debris and is currently obtaining death points.
Gosh darn it.
Now it is the captain's turn. The captain can do some fun shit. Let's see here. What do I want to do? He is going to make an awareness check to see who is the biggest threat right now. He has determined that Friend is still the threat.
Friend has done the most damage, sure.
Did Friend? Because I'm pretty sure that Harlow and Hildegard both dealt about the same amount.
I don't actually hit him.
Oh, no, you didn't hit. So, yeah, Harlow's not
I did, like,
not
4, Friend
right
did 8.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, Friend, for bus throwing you so hard, but...
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Friend.
Nat 20.
Don't announce it like it was cool. Don't announce it like it was a fun Nat 20.
That is 26 damage to Friend.
Oh my god.
And he is at 0 and obtaining death points.
Oh yeah, barely.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Yeah, Harlow's gonna keep punching.
Holy
shit. So anyway, I started punching.
Then he is going to come over here on the end of his
turn.
He's
moving now.
And Harlow. Oh, he's got to make a. Well, he's got to get a check real quick.
That's right.
Where is my?
He rolled a two. Here. He's gonna take some damage here. He is currently bloodied.
That's right.
Which he thrives in the bloodied condition.
Nope.
Of course he does.
And that's Harlow. And so Harlow, you'll get a check. By the way, in number two, that number goes up from 1 through 4 to 1 through 6. Then next turn it'll be 1 through 10, and then it'll just be everyone's taking damage.
Sure. When he moved away from me, I want to use this ability I have called Corner. When an enemy moves more than 5 feet away from you, you can spend one AP to make a unarmed strike and then move your speed towards that enemy.
That's nice.
Wow.
You would.
Harlow.
Missed. I miss, but I still do move my movement speed right up next to him there.
Damn it. He's trying to get away.
I know what he's trying to do.
So
now I'm going to punch him twice.
Yeah, Harlow did not get hit. 16 will do it.
16 and 15.
The 16 Four. Will hit. The 15 will not.
Six damage.
Six damage. All right. Yeah, he's looking rough. Hildegard.
You're not getting away from me, partner. You're going to have to kill me.
He might. He might.
You're right. That's the plan.
Good luck.
All right. I would like to make an awareness check, perceiving, I assume, specifically to determine. So, because it's so specific, I know this may take an AP. If we were to jump down the well, would we be safe from the falling debris?
Not another pit of water.
We all knew where this was going to end, and it was going to end with Hildegard jumping into the nearest cave-like apparatus or device there is.
Yeah. Go ahead and give me a check.
All right. That's a 19 perceiving.
You'd be safe from the debris, but not from the flames.
Right. Get so hot, it just boils you alive.
Yeah. All right, well, then we're going to pick that sling back up and sling a stone at Captain Man. That's only a 13. That's all. I'm going to save my last AP.
Yep. Unfortunately, that's not going to do it. All right, friend.
Friend, this is coming to you. You got an additional AP.
I have one additional AP. So that puts me at 5 this round. Does that change what I was about to do? It would take 2 AP to close the gap on this guy, which would leave me with 3 AP. If I was to stand in front of the captain right next to Harlow, would that be in the flames?
Yes, because you're not small like Thistle. So the flames, you would take 1d4, so 2 death points.
But yeah, this is tough. I mean, friend is at 0 health again. And kind of in a fit of tantrum-like rage, friend is actually going to run up next to Harlow. I'm going to spend 2 AP to run up next to Harlow and the captain into the fire.
Damn.
And spend two of my 3 remaining AP to try and shove the captain into the flames behind him.
Okay.
Now, that is not... Listen, I'm not min-maxing this turn by any means because it's a strength check against their fortitude.
Okay.
Hold on. This might be wrong. Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and roll the strength. That is a 15 against their fort to try and shove him back into the flames.
Just reading an ability real quick. That is... going to hit.
Yes.
Which is crazy. I didn't even know that was a thing. If you hit, deal normal damage and push it 5 feet in a direction of your choice. So then what is your unarmed attack damage?
It does damage?
It says, deals damage as normal. So make a 2 AP unarmed or natural weapon attack versus fortitude. If you hit, deal normal damage and push the target 5 feet in a direction of your choice.
Oh, what I'm seeing doesn't say that.
You're using shove, right?
Yeah, just the shove maneuver.
Sorry, that's the pugilist maneuver.
Yeah, mine just says make an attack against a creature using strength, targeting their fort.
I was looking at the pugilist one. So 5 feet cannot do it if it's more than one size larger. Yeah, so 5 feet, which direction?
So, yeah, ideally to his, 1 or 2 o'clock into those flames. And so after this kind of tantrumic rage, friend will then run with my last AP, run back, now kind of like frantically trying to get towards the exit here.
Friend is going to take, I didn't roll the d20 when you first ran in, so that's going to be this one. So that is 2 more death points, and you do not get another 2 death points. So you are at 4 death points right now.
And then I end my turn, so I'll take a 5th death point.
Yep, so 5 death points.
As friend is kind of running back, rocks are like falling off of him, and he's not as well pieced together. The vines that are holding the rocks are a lot looser. He's kind of like drooping. He's not running, moving his hands in like a running motion. They're kind of just down by his side as he runs back.
Oh, friend.
All right, so you are going to be back to... So you are going to 1 last round. So this is the last round before everything collapses. So, Lucian.
This is such a tough little decision here. What can Lucian... with surface level only, I'm not going to waste action points on trying to get information out of you on this. What's going on with the soldier captain who's just been shoved? Like... are they, because from what I can see, it kind of looks like they could also just be like up on that ledge near the fire, or are they like full in it?
So you can give me an awareness just for surface level information.
Okay, thank you.
How many rounds does the acid pool stay?
It lasts 10 minutes.
Damn.
It lasts.
Wow. In every other situation, that would be amazing.
In this situation where it's blocking your point of egress.
Now, this is... I am not, like, a rules lawyer type of person. I'm, like, very much narrative is key. How is that spell worded? Because if that spell is worded, if a creature starts their turn within that they take damage, then I feel much safer about running through it.
Every 5 feet of movement you move through it, you take a d4 of damage.
That's so much. All right.
All right.
So I'll
just run by a rules lawyer.
Yeah, I love it. So, okay. So general cursory awareness, go ahead and give that to you. That is going to be a total of 2 plus 2 equals 4.
He's chilling on the ledge.
Dope. I know we have to get out here, but I see that Harlow is still in there in Lucian's mind. If he can allow Harlow to be able to use more of their movement to get away and just try to end this guy. So Lucian is going to go ahead and pump in 2 disdains into this individual so that nobody else has to finish that.
Big hits. 4 on the dice.
And the first one comes in at a beautiful nat 1. That's really good.
It would.
The second one comes in, okay, for an unnatural 20.
Okay.
And let's see, some damage is going to be 3 points of psychic damage.
Not bad.
And it doesn't mean anything whatsoever, but all of the debris that has essentially been like hitting and like piled around, he doesn't have any action points left, but Lucian is essentially going to just like kick at the ground as much as possible and like hold up anything that is still up on him. So it is like easier, narratively speaking, for like other people to like come by and get through. While it like holds this door frame up. And that's my turn.
All right. Thistle.
Is there any way to get like, can I go like try to lift up and then pull forward? So he's not like, would that change anything?
We'll see. Roll the dice.
Can I use dexterity instead?
It will be adjusting the DC.
Oh man, okay.
So doing that will lower the DC, but we'll see what happens. So mom is still helping. Like going up and like lifting up as opposed to just trying to pull him, because you're using more leverage, so that's going to reduce the DC.
Okay.
You're still using strength.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're still using strength because it's not like a it's not like a fine-tuned thing. So you're still using strength, but the DC will be lower.
20!
Oh, my God. I just rolled a natural 20, but it... Minus 3, so it's 17.
So it's still a natural 20 as you kind of fling Dad out the window over, like, right under a tree. And Mom is able to climb out the window as well.
Nice.
So these two are currently outside of the danger zone. That was 1 AP from you. You currently have 3 AP remaining.
That's the adrenaline moment.
Yeah. I want to look through the window and see if I can see Petrie. Petrie, I think, was still just hanging out over there unless she moved somewhere at some point.
Petrie's kind of flying around. Essentially, Petrie is Petrie has kind of like that plot armor where a branch falls, Petrie can just kind of dodge out of the way. Like,
okay.
Petrie's a bird.
Just Petrie call will fly out over you. And hope that... Okay, cool. Never mind. I was going to shout for Petrie to follow the sound of my voice. So that I will move away from the building over with my parents by the tree. And we'll end my turn.
Okay, so you will get a death point.
Yeah, I think I'm at 4 now.
And then technically, Dad and Mom get another death point. So they will technically get another one.
Okay.
But at the beginning of your turn, next turn, if you start catching your breath, they will start catching their breath.
Is that has to be something that's at the beginning of the turn, or is that something I could end my turn doing?
To catch your breath, that is, correct me if I'm wrong, Nathan, but that's your turn, right?
I don't actually know if there are, like, technical rules for that, but I, like, it is a process of starting, like, no significant activity. I would say making it your turn makes sense.
Okay, yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, that's what I always understood it as,
I mean, it's just 5 minutes of uninterrupted rest, and so technically that could, like, in theory, start at the very end after you've gotten some AP in, but that's rules as, it's like the rules aren't written, so that's how I would kind of interpret them.
Okay.
Anything a 10 or a lower. As he runs over, you two are within 5 feet of each other, so Harlow will take half of this. So he takes 6 and dies, and Harlow will take 3 and go to 0 hit points.
Oh my God.
Harlow,
yeah, in my mind, I'm just like staring him down, like ready to fucking go, just die in this burning building together as opponents, and then just like a beam just fucking hits him. And dies. I mean.
Harlow, you have an extra action point because you're the furthest from the egress.
Oh, very nice. Well, I mean, I guess I'll fucking run for it, man. I don't really know what else to do.
That's another 2 death points for Harlow.
How are you rolling so poorly now?
This isn't the time for all of your good luck to balance out.
Uh-huh.
That is not 2 death points for Harlow.
Okay.
So... with my last point, I basically get out the front door.
Yeah, so you're like roughly in the doorway. You are in the doorway, so there may still be some, because like I said, everything's going down, but you'll have a chance to dodge out of the way, essentially, being in the doorway and like seeing freedom. Hildegard.
All right, we're turning and we are running. I don't know if Thistle is safe or not and feel terrible, but... I am more concerned with self-preservation than heroics.
Real quick, Harlow's at 4 death points, right? Because you had 1, then 2. You got rid of it, then you gained 2, you gained another 2. Yeah, so you should be at 4. Okay.
And 5 from ending your turn that way?
Yes, or, so you're at 5.
20 feet to move back into the burning building.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hang on. You're good?
Okay. 20 more feet, still in the building.
Okay.
Real bad.
Real bad.
That's real bad.
I would get a spell point back.
Hildegard has
get a spell point.
Hildegard has no death points right now, but
gonna start gaining them.
She's gonna start gaining them because she is now at 0 hit points.
Yep. 1 more AP to get all the way out of the building, and then can I like use my last AP to pull Harlow?
I will let you give me a strength check.
All right.
Grapple his hands and then pull him.
Right. That's a 7.
Harlow, do me a favor and give me a strength check from you as well, too, please.
My best stat. I haven't been dumping it the whole game.
I really should have known that basically to shoot everything down on this, all I have to do is just give you guys a bunch of strength checks and you're screwed.
Yeah, we're not the strongest.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and say that Hildegard does get a chance to pull Harlow 5 feet.
Sweet.
Okay.
That's all. That's all my AP.
Okay.
I gain a death point.
Friend, how many death points are you at?
Oh, sorry. Me or friend?
Friend.
I'm at quite a few, but I'm very certain that I'm not going to get hit on the way out here. So as you can see, I would spend 3 of my action points to move back through the building, through the dangerous path, and around the acid pool to the outside. I understand that 2 rolls will have to happen.
2 death points.
And that first roll,
Crit. That's got to be good, right? 1's terrible.
Can we reverse?
I haven't been doing what I was going to do. What I was going to do is that a crit fail on that means you get hit with 2 beams. I decided not to do that. I changed my mind on that very much. However, with the nat 20, you will not take another 2 death points. And then the last bit of movement will take you out of the building.
And so Friend is again just kind of slowly like a deflated Big Hero 6. Now is like getting to a point after getting hit for the next the first set of beams as he makes his way through. He's kind of hands on the ground trying to propel himself forward, and he just narrowly misses the next set of beams that are falling down around him, and he makes it outside next to Harlow, and he goes to stand up, but nothing goes. And as I end my turn, I gain my 8th death point. And Friends, as he goes to lift his body, his arms don't come off the ground, and his legs can no longer carry his large hulk of a chest, and it slides off and falls on the ground. And just as Friend always did, his head rolls off of his body and just, by the will of the gods, lands in his hands, and Friend's eyes no longer glow blue. And then Petrie flies over and shits on him.
Oh my god.
Stop. Stop it. That's not okay.
Oh my god.
That sucks. I didn't even think about that. I was like, I can tank one hit. I'll be all right. But I end my turn at 0 hit points.
As we end the rotation and the timer hits 0, the entirety of the ceiling begins to collapse. And I am going to make a few rolls here. We are hoping for a 16 or better on all of these rolls. So 2 fails and 2 successes. As Lucian takes 8, going to 0 hit points, and then gets 2 death points. How many death points is Lucian at now?
That will take me to 4.
Okay. At which point, I need you to give me a dexterity check.
Gladly.
You're looking for a DC 14?
That's going to be a 6.
Lucian is buried under flaming rubble. We are going to end initiative order there, and then as that happens, a number of Roshalani soldiers appear, just holding up their weapons, and tell everyone to stand down. And with that, we will end our session. So,
what the
quick
fuck?
Reminder about playtesting starting.
Don't do it. Don't do it. They'll kill you.
Just to give everyone a reminder to come check out the Discord at mythcraft.gg/mythcraft. Or check out the Homebrew Network YouTube for more information about some of the amazing playtesting that's coming out. We will see you all next week, and until then, keep keep crafting those stories.
You'll see some of us next week, Stinger.